Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
The controversial R-rated movie Joker, starring Joaquin Phoenix, has opened to mixed reviews, but still managed to blitz the box office by pulling in an estimated $347 million globally, giving DC Comics its biggest opening weekend of all time. The divisive movie has reviewers either absolutely hating it or completely raving about it. One thing is for sure, though, this one is not for kids. Joker is in cinemas right now.
Finally, in a world where everyone thinks they can do my job, check out this guy.
When I was a little boy and told people I was going to be a comedian, everyone laughed at me. Well, no one's laughing now.
You can say that again, pal.
Yeah, that one sounds really dark.
I think I might go see it.
Just for fun. This Friday, Virgin EMI Records will release a Freddie Mercury box set called Never Boring. The five-disc set will include Mercury's solo work, including a CD solo live performance, as well as an orchestra-backed Barcelona collaboration with opera singer Montserrat Caballé.
Fans have come together to make Abbey Road a chart topper once again. The 1969 album is back on top of the album charts in the UK and the US and number two here in Australia for the first time since 1970, thanks to its 50th anniversary reissue.
So you know how Lindsay Lohan is the international judge on The Masked Singer on Channel 10?
Yeah.
Well, she won't be invited back for the second season.
What, there's going to be a second season?
Probably not. And one of the reasons why she won't be back is she's got no clue who any of the Aussie celebs are and has allegedly been a bit of a diva on set.
Newsflash, Lindsay Lohan is the biggest celebrity on that show, and that's saying something.
And I really don't think it'll be back for a second season.
You know what, I think it will, but they need to get better celebrities.
Have we got any?
Not any that'll do it. And fans noticed Selena Gomez promoted Niall Horan's latest single the same day that her ex Justin Bieber released his wedding song 10,000 Hours, which Dan and Shay performed at his wedding last week to Hailey Bieber. Gomez, one of the most followed celebs on Insta, posted, "This came out like 5 minutes ago and I'm pretty sure you need to download it." Then there was a link to Niall's song, "Nice to Meet Ya," and it ain't half bad.
To Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.